We are at Exira EHK High School today talking with some of the tops of the class of 2013, and we've got four youngsters here with us. And you are?
I am Margaret Godwin. My mother is Tom and Marion Godwin. I have two older brothers, Charlie Godwin and Tommy Godwin.
Let's talk a little bit about classes and things that you took here at Exira EHK. What did you enjoy?
I guess one of my favorite classes would be A and P, or really anything to do with science. I'm just naturally good at those, and I enjoy it.
What teachers did? Are there any teachers that you ran into here that really kind of pointed you in the right direction? Somebody that you'll remember?
Well, my favorite teachers have always been Mr. Slyster, who taught me in, like, 9th and 10th grade math, and also Mr. Walker. He was the English teacher in Exira. He always made the classes a good time. It was always fun. But in Elkhorn, I really enjoyed Mr. Peterson. He also made the classes fun, and he just knew a lot about history, I guess, so that really helped me.
Good. Well, talk a little bit about your extracurricular activities. What else have you been involved in?
Well, throughout high school, I have done basketball, track, volleyball. That's the sport I stayed in throughout my whole high school. I've done band. I'm in a lot of clubs, like leadership, tag, student council.
What's your favorite of all those things you talked about?
Probably volleyball. Okay. That's definitely my favorite.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about special memories and things. Any accomplishments or things that you're going to take with you from high school that you'll remember for a long time?
Freshman year, we won state basketball. So I didn't really play since I was a freshman, but, you know, that's still a great memory to be on the team.
Still got to jump around on the big floor.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about what's next for you. What are you going to be doing this fall?
I will be attending the University of Kansas. I'm still undecided on my major.
Why did you choose Kansas?
It's just a great campus. My older brother, Tommy, he goes to school there right now, so... You know, he seems like he's having a good time down there, and I just kind of wanted to follow.
Well, give those 8th graders some advice. What would you want the 8th graders to know as they get ready to start high school?
Don't be lazy. You know, do your homework, because that will, like, give you good grades. And don't procrastinate like I did with scholarships and deciding where you go to school. So just plan ahead.
Okay. Be prepared.
Yes.
Be Boy Scouts then, huh? Okay. Very good. Well, good luck to you, Margaret. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right. And who's next?
I'm Morgan Hegrick. My parents are Tim and Ann Hegrick, and I have a younger sister who's going to be a freshman next year in Mackenzie Hegrick.
Okay. Well, let's talk about school. What'd you like?
I liked A&P because I'm going into, like, a health field, so that really helped me get prepared for the health field. And I liked foods class because we got to make foods. So that was fun.
I like to eat food.
Yeah, I like to eat food, too.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good place to be then, isn't it? Well, let's talk a little bit about teachers then. Who are your favorites?
Well, like Margaret, I really liked Mr. Slyster. He was one of my favorites. He taught you a lot. Also not math, but just, like, life lessons and stuff. And then Mr. Walker, he was a really good English teacher. He was really funny, and I enjoyed his classes. And then Mr. Peterson as well, because he knew a lot about history, and he just made classes fun and interesting.
I hear those same names year after year after year. Why?
They're just fun, and they make classes fun, and they just teach you a lot of things. And
they keep your attention?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Always afraid you're going to miss something.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your extracurricular activities. What else?
I've been involved in basketball, volleyball, track, band, leadership. I've been in student council, National Honor Society, all those good things.
Do you have a favorite?
Basketball would be my favorite.
Yep. Why?
It's just fun, and Mr. Peterson, Tom Peterson, just, you know, makes it fun, and he teaches you not only basketball lessons, but, like, life lessons, like, for your future.
Well, very good. Did you intend to be this active when you started high school? Did you plan to get involved in as many things as you have?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, sports has always been, like, a big part of my life, like, growing up and stuff, and then I just wanted to be more involved, because leadership, you did, like, volunteer stuff in the community, and that just... It was fun, and then, like, it'd get you prepared for, like, your life ahead, so to get more involved.
Sure.
Yep.
What special memory will you take with you?
Well, freshman year basketball, state basketball, and winning the championship, that was an experience, because most girls on a basketball team won't get ever experience that in their life, even going to state, so that was really special. And then, I don't know, just making all these memories with my friends growing up.
Okay. Well, what's next for you this fall? Where will you be?
I'm going to Iowa State University. And I'm going to major in pre-professional health programs because I want to become a physical therapist.
Okay. Well, why Iowa State?
It has a really good physical therapy program. I've talked to previous physical therapists who've gone there, and they just tell me it's a really good program.
Okay. When did you decide, or how did you decide that this is what the field that you wanted to get into?
Well, I've always wanted to go something into the medical field, and then my grandpa had a stroke and had to go through intensive physical therapy, and I watched it, and that really sparked my interest.
Okay, very good. Yeah. So you had some personal experience there, too. Yeah. Well, good. Well, give those eighth graders some advice. What do you want them to know before they start high school?
Well, definitely be prepared and make sure you study for your tests, because that's a big thing, and do your homework, and just enjoy high school, because it goes by really fast.
All right, Morgan, thank you very much. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
And who's next?
I'm Cindy Grieve. My parents are Brian and Janice Grieve. I have two sisters, Erin and Nikki, and a brother-in-law, Kirk Anderson.
Let's talk about school. What classes did you like? Same ones as these guys?
Yes. I also liked calculus with Mrs. Boyson, and I enjoyed accounting with Mrs. Steffens.
It seems like everybody's talking about, like, science or math classes and things instead of the arts and literature and stuff. Is everybody just got an analytical brain here?
No, there's, I liked some of the fun classes too, like foods and MO was really fun.
Well, let's talk teachers then. What teachers did you like?
Mrs. Boyson was probably one of my favorites. Mr. Peterson, of course, because he just made class more fun and he made learning more fun than just sitting in class and listening to lecture.
Cindy, talk a little bit about the small school experience. I realize you don't have anything to compare it with, but in a smaller school, sometimes the students really appreciate the fact that the teachers get to know you more on a personal level than just as a student sitting in chair number three, row number four, you know, in that particular class. Sometimes they act more as mentors. Did you feel that here?
Yeah, I like the small school setting because I know every single one of my classmates that I'm going to graduate with, and along with every other student that's in the high school. And I feel the teachers can help you out more individually than if I was in a bigger school.
Well, let's talk about extracurricular activities. What else kept you busy?
I was in basketball my freshman and sophomore year, and I did volleyball all 4 years. I was in student council, National Honor Society, band and chorus.
Do you have a favorite?
Volleyball was probably my favorite. It kept me busy during the fall, and it was just a lot of fun.
When you got into high school, was that a goal of yours? Did you intend to try to become one of the top graduates in the class?
Yes, my sister was valedictorian of her class, and I thought that was really cool for her to get those medals and stuff, so I always tried to be just like her and get good grades.
What will you remember? What memory do you have that you'll take forward with you?
I'll just remember all the times that I've had with my friends in these hallways, and it was a lot of fun just getting to goof around in class every once in a while and just being a high school student.
Okay. Well, next year you'll be a college student. Where will you be a college student?
I am going to Iowa State University and double majoring in business and finance.
You're going to carpool with Morgan here?
We talked about it.
Why Iowa State?
I liked the campus when I visited there. It was really friendly and the people were really nice. I will also know one of my professors next year, so that will be helpful.
Do you know what you want to do with the course of study you're going into?
I want to be an accountant.
How long have you wanted to do that? Is that a goal that you've set a long time ago?
I thought about it mostly starting my sophomore year. I used to want to be a veterinary, but I realized all the sciences that you'd have to take, and science is not my strong point, so business was the way to go.
Okay, well, good thing for the animals. You can count the money and not actually do the surgeries then, right?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Well, give those eighth graders some advice then. What should they know before they start high school?
Be involved in as many activities as you can. It looks really good on scholarship applications, and like Margaret said, don't procrastinate, because I did that too, and you get way behind.
Okay. Well, you caught up. Cindy, thanks a lot. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
And one more. Who's next?
My name is Jacob Hartvigson, and my parents are Kevin and Tracy Hartvigson. I have two sisters, Michaela and Amy.
Let's talk a little bit about school. What did you enjoy?
The fine arts, band, choir.
All right. Finally, somebody that's not so much into the sciences, huh? What teachers did you enjoy?
Definitely Miss Fisher and Mrs. Pitts and the choir and band directors again, but probably the one teacher that was my favorite that wasn't in band or choir was Mr. Peterson, the history teacher, because he was always so fun and funny to listen to in class.
So will this school fall apart when Mr. Peterson decides to retire? Because everybody seems to love him.
I think so.
At least you're honest, huh? All right. Well, talk a little bit about your extracurricular activities.
Well, besides being involved in the band and choir, I was in golf for 4 years, and that season's over with. I've been involved with the Carroll Symphony for the last 2 years.
The Carroll Symphony. Tell me about that.
It's an area community where you just people from all over. I came Manning, our school, Atlantic. people come and just play music, and there's a jazz band, a symphony, and we have concerts every 8 weeks. So it's just a big, it's a small symphony type thing, like the Chicago Symphony, but in our community, it's just a small thing.
Kind of covers a big area, though. It takes a bit of a commitment, though, doesn't it?
Yeah. I say I practice the music 1 hour a day at least, and then practices are at least 2 hours every Monday.
Well, talk a little bit about memories and things. What will you take forward with you? What memory will you have?
Probably the memory this year going to Jazz Allstate in Des Moines. That was probably the biggest one because I tried out for Jazz Allstate last year but didn't make it. But this year I made it as a lead trumpet player in the band. So that was really exciting for me to get to play with some high-class players.
Yeah, it's a nice honor. Well, talk a little bit about your future then. Where are you going to be this fall?
I'm going to Simpson College, and I'm going to major in music education with an emphasis in instrumental music.
Okay. Well, the music part doesn't surprise me with your background, but why Simpson?
What sparked my interest was the beautiful campus, of course, but what really pulled me in was the fact that Simpson is one of the best colleges in the nation for music, one of the top 100, of course, but then the faculty was really nice, and I really got to know all the faculty I've been working with. So that's a plus, definitely.
Great. Well, what do you want to do with the music education?
I want to go and... Well, it doesn't really matter what school I'm at, but mainly a high school band director and teach music, you know, give lessons, the like.
Okay, turn it back around again. Very good. Well, give those 8th graders some advice. What do you want them to know?
Be yourself. Don't feel like you have to fit into the popular group to live. You'll find your own niche somewhere.
Jacob, thank you. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, those are some of the tops of the class of 2013 from Exira EHK High School.